one day we're going to wake up and there's going to be no news coming out of Israel. On the front page of the Times of Israel is going to be how to make a cheesecake. But right now, that's not the situation. And Israel, once again, is facing quite a massive ethical dilemma. There are up to 200 Hamas terrorists stuck in tunnels underneath Rafah. And what does Israel do? What are the legal and ethical questions that one needs to take into account in terms of international humanitarian law? And to help us get to the bottom of this is Anne Hertzberg, legal advisor at NGO Monitor and an expert in international law and human rights. Shalom, Anne, and thanks for chatting to me on Chai FM.
Hi, great to be with you.
I mean, this is like an ethical dilemma that comes out of a university textbook. What is Israel to do?
Yeah, I mean, it is a very difficult situation. It's something that, you know, isn't really talked about or even conceived of by any, you know, textbook or legal instrument. But in a way, you know, when you look at it, these men are combatants. They're hiding in tunnels. It's not like they're coming out, you know, with their hands up, surrendering.
I was thinking it probably all hinges on that. That is probably the very crux of the issue, is are they surrendering or are they not surrendering? I would have thought
that's
the key.
Right, like nothing is stopping them. Yeah, nothing's stopping them from coming out with their hands up, you know, with no weapons. I mean, I think the problem, you know, and if they all come from the tunnel, you know, then the IDF can go in with cameras or whatever and, you know, make sure the tunnel's not booby-trapped before they destroy the tunnel. But frankly, you know, if they're just sitting in there trying to join the IDF, I don't really see why they can't be targeted. I mean, they are combatants. And they're not leaving.
You know, and I was trying to get my head around this issue a little earlier this afternoon, and I was thinking, I understand how international humanitarian law probably applies between states, but does it apply between a sovereign democratic nation and a terrorist organization?
So not all of the provisions apply for a terrorist organization. There are certain provisions of the law that apply to all combatants. So even if you're a non-state actor, you're still bound by many of the provisions by humanitarian law, but you are not granted a lot of the benefits that you might get if you were a legal fighting force, which they are not, because they don't fight with uniforms. They don't follow the rules. Mm. And I think from that perspective, they really can be targeted. You know, I know people don't like to hear that kind of thing, but, you know, it's not like we're talking about women and children in the tunnels. And these men have made a choice to join this demonic, psychopathic terror group that has done things that you can't even imagine. And, you know, they're choosing to be there. They don't have to be there. They could have chosen to walk out again with their hands up, and they're not doing it.
As far as you know, are there any precedents for this kind of safe passage arrangement? Has it happened anywhere else? Have you seen anything like this?
I mean, I think there are from time to time things where you will have, you know, where deals are made, you know, certainly with Arafat, you know, he was able to leave and go to Tunisia for a while. And there are many situations where you might have dictators who are going to go to another country and hide out. But this is a situation where there hasn't really been a situation where you have the tunnels, which has really complicated the military battles in Gaza. So you have these very treacherous spaces that are built under civilian areas deliberately. And what needs to happen is those tunnels need to be destroyed. Those tunnels have been used to hold hostages. And so, you know, there's no reason for those men to be there now. And if they want to go somewhere, again, they need to leave. And put their weapons down. Yeah. And you can't, and it, what's complicated too is it can't be, come out one at a time, because clearly they could be booby trapping or ambushing,
Are they looking
you
for the
know? So
photo op?
that's the other thing.
Is that what this is about? Are
Sorry?
they looking for the photo op? Are they looking for the victorious exit holding their arms to show this is how good we are and this is how we have been victorious over the kuffar?
Yeah, I mean, I think that has a lot to do with it. I think also, you know, if some of them end up getting killed, you know, then they can blame Israel. Oh, you're killing, you know, unarmed Palestinians, quote unquote. You know, unarmed, innocent pal, you know, they'll try to spin it as innocent or terrorists that have put their weapons down so they can't be killed, kind of thing. Yeah, so it's for sure for optics, but I think it's also for stalling because what, and again, and this is also with the hostages failing to return all the bodies immediately, which is what they were required to do, and they know where these bodies are. It's complete nonsense that they don't. I think this is also a way to stall to go to phase two, which is talking about the disarming of Hamas. And so this is again just a way so that they can prevent that from happening.
The problem is that Israel's image internationally is just so completely shot. I mean, none of us expected it to be in this position that we are, having lost the PR battle so completely and totally. The last thing they need to be seen to be doing is to be getting rid of 200 operatives as they come out of a hole.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I mean, you know, at this point, Israel's been charged with genocide and any number of blood libels. So at this point, you know,
Can't get worse.
well, they've already accused us of the worst things possible. So
So then a
in a
final question
way,
for
you know.
you, a final question for you in order to wrap. Then, in your opinion, what would be the most legally and ethically responsible way to deal with the situation?
I mean, I think the best way to handle it would be they each have to come out without their weapons, hands up, and you know, they need to have Qatar or some of these other countries convincing them to do that and be exiled, although that's also, you know, dangerous, exiling these people. I mean, I think again, that's the dilemma. These people are either exiled or go to jail so that what, they can be traded again for hostages so that they're just going to return to the battlefield at some point. You know, that's the reason why under humanitarian law you can kill combatants. There's not many restrictions on that. But I think because of all the geopolitics in play, probably the best thing is to get them all out. And then they can destroy the tunnel. And if there are people hiding under there, well, you know, that's their problem. Like if they're hiding people there to ambush soldiers coming in, they just, you know, however they need to do it, destroy the tunnel as soon as the people come out
And we're going to leave it there
or as
this
soon as they
afternoon.
can.
Yeah, thank you for your time this afternoon. Really appreciate chatting to you.